when you need to know.
It's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need the Sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Go Gators, upsetting LSU 27-16. Way to go, Gators. That just, I think that lifted everybody up a little bit, pumped us up. You know, not unlike the election, which, you know, the Gator thing on a much smaller scale, the election overall, people are walking around, and I just see a lighter sort of attitude amongst a lot of folks. And we'll see if Nanette Holt from Epoch Times agrees. Nanette, good morning, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always good to see you, too. And yes, I have noticed the hope. I was at two community events over the weekend. One was on Main Street in Alachua. And just the feeling there was, it felt lighter and brighter. People out spending money, spending time with, you know, neighbors and family. It was real. I felt like, just like what you've been saying all morning, that hope was almost palpable. I was also at the World Equestrian Center for a huge craft show. I had a friend exhibiting there, and I thought, you know, I wonder if people are ready to start spending money again.
Right.
Man, the money was flowing. So, yeah, it's very encouraging. I mean, I think there's something's going on. You got NFL players doing the Trump dance, and I don't know. People seem to feel like maybe we have some change coming.
Joe Rogan said he had people, you know, contacting him. They're like artists and musicians. I mean, what he called, he turned them like his hippie friends, saying, hey, we're glad you endorsed Trump. Way to go. We're not always comfortable stepping out there for sure, you know, but thank you. And he said it came from, you know, many different circles. So I thought that was very interesting as well. And like you say, yeah, with the NFL players doing a Trump dance, that's great stuff. Now we move to the difficult part. Now you got to take action. Now you got to try to deliver on all the things you promised. So the nominees for cabinet positions, that's very, very important. And so I guess, will there be recess appointments? What does that mean? And is that a good or bad thing?
Well, you know, recess appointments are an interesting thing. That is what can happen. The president can, actually the Constitution says the president can, under extraordinary circumstances, go ahead and appoint people when there's a recess if he absolutely needs it. The Supreme Court has ruled there needs to be at least a 10-day recess of the Senate to put appointments in without their participation in the process. The Senate rarely takes an extended recess, usually just a couple of days. The last time they took a 10-day recess, by my account here that I found, is 2016.
Oh, wow.
They don't do it very often. But, you know, we have a trifecta now. I say we. The president has a trifecta now. He's got the executive branch. He's got both houses of Congress. And so he, you know, might have some influence there and say, hey, why don't you guys go take a break? Normally, though, by the time the president is inaugurated, a new president, very few have been confirmed of the, you know, 1,000 that need to get through the Senate. I didn't realize that until I started doing some research to talk with you, but there are about 4,000 appointments that the new president needs to make. About 1,000 of them go through the Senate.
Yeah, and a lot of them are sort of check marks, honestly. The only ones that really seem to go through the scrutiny are the cabinet level and maybe a level underneath them,
sure,
it appears. But you were telling me earlier that the Senate rarely actually rejects somebody who is being appointed.
Right. The only one I could find since 1925 was a man that was nominated for Secretary of Defense. We've been talking about that this morning. George H.W. Bush nominated a man that ultimately was not confirmed by the Senate. They said he had problems with drinking and womanizing, so he was not allowed
to be. That eliminates 99% of all politicians. No, that's not fair.
He did not become the Secretary of Defense, so I did not want to share his name because he doesn't have a great legacy there. But, you know, it's pretty rare. Obviously, one since 1925 didn't get nominated. You got to wonder what kind of gamesmanship is going on, though, in President Trump's mind, when he nominates people that, you know, there's opposition coming out so strongly against them.
Let's go through them real quick. Matt Gaetz, good guy or bad guy? I was trying to make this determination on Friday, and I mean, it went back and forth. Ben Domenech came out with the most scathing thing I'd ever heard anybody say and put out in the public about another human being ever that I can recall. I mean, it was over the top. And I'm not saying, you know, he's the end-all be-all, but he's certainly on the conservative side. And, man, he just let loose on Matt Gaetz. And then there's others that say a lot of this stuff is just, you know, witch hunt type material. They see him as a threat because he's a young conservative. Anything that you can add to that?
Well, my only interaction with Matt Gaetz has been pleasant. He was cordial. He was nice to my young daughters. He had a young lady on his arm. We were on a darkened street in West Palm outside of a convention. He was very nice. But I know that, you know, some of his associates have faced similar charges, and they were found to be guilty. So, you know, as I warn my children, you need to be careful who your friends are, because you will be judged by the behavior that people see in them sometimes.
Which sometimes isn't fair, and sometimes it's right on the mark. Yeah.
Right.
All right. So he's got detractors. Then there's RFK Jr. You see, look, he is no pristine person in terms of his history, but...
Well, he is a Kennedy. There's that.
Well, yeah. So he's living up to the name, apparently, but here's the thing. He's going to have big money going against him. I mean, when you're going to go after Big Pharma and you're going to go after these big manufacturers of processed foods, you've ticked off some very powerful people.
Well, yeah, he's got that going against him for sure. I think something in his favor is it's so rare to not confirm a president's nomination. But, you know, I feel like some of these are going to have to fail. But, yeah, he's got some things going against him. And things he said long ago about drug use and things like that. You know, they'll use the brain worm against him that he, brought up during a divorce proceeding. He said, well, you know, I just don't have good mental clarity because of this brain worm I have. So he's got some baggage that he's bringing to this process for sure. And I looked into that process, and it's just the vetting to be nominated. It is incredible. So to get through the Senate process is a pretty big deal.
But like you said, it rarely are they rejected. So that adds even more interest to it. And then Pete Hegseth and this thing that just came out about him allegedly. Well, I don't know that it's alleged. I think they both agree that there was some kind of a relationship. He says consensual. She says not. But she was at a convention with her husband and kids. Some say, well, she had to have an excuse to be pretty much gone the whole night, not in her husband's room.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I think you have to look at character when you're assessing truthfulness. And, you know, obviously there's a problem on both sides there. But keep in mind, this was in 2017. Mm-hmm. He may have been between marriages at that point. It seems like you may have mentioned that his marriage was ending or had ended. He's since married and had another child with his new wife. But, that could be a problem. I mean, the Secretary of Defense that was rejected was for drinking and womanizing.
Right.
And they did talk about how they had been drinking in a hotel bar, and they had he says consensual, she says it was an assault, and it apparently this non-disclosure agreement happened in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 years later, when he's becoming a big deal
right.
in the media and writing books that are big deals, suddenly, this is something that he needs to deal with. So I don't know. I think my gut is that there will be some rejections from this Senate for some of these problems. I don't know who it'll be, but a very smart person brought up to me that maybe that was part of the gamesmanship. You know, President Trump suggested maybe one or two that might not get confirmed so that the rest could be...
Throw a couple to the wolves kind of mentality,
right.
So they'll feel more compelled to let the other one slide. People have said that, possibly throwing the Matt Gaetz out there is one of those possibilities. All right, there's other nominees and stuff too. Does anything stick out to you as very interesting or anything that we might not already know about some of these folks?
Well, you know, the Brendan Carr was the last one to be mentioned.
FCC.
President-elect Donald Trump, said he was going to put Carr in for running the FCC, chairman of the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, which of course affects what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's going to really crack down on tech censorship. He also wants to end the agency's promotion of DEI. I think America sent a signal that the majority of folks are tired of diversity, equity, inclusion measures over merit. He says he's going to dismantle the quote, censorship cartel, end quote. Now, He says that there's a real anti-Republican bias from big tech companies, Google, Apple.
Yeah.
If you've ever been shadow banned, you might be familiar with, you may have made that claim.
Exactly. So. All right. So hopefully that'll be another step in the right direction. And we're looking forward to definitely changing directions. And we know you're going to be there every step of the way. And we appreciate you coming to visit us again. Annette Holt, Epic Times. We hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, I hope to be back. Good to see you.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any shortage of things to talk about, at least in the near future. And hopefully most of them will be rah-rah success stories.
There for you then.
2.4 million restored with power.
Here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate the storm information.
The Hurricane Information Station.
It only takes one storm.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Be prepared.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.